Welcome once again to Word on the Hills with me, Gwyn Sheltimer, my co-host Phyllis D. Signal Reed, and our guests this week, Cynthia Reyes and Lauren Reyes Grange. Each week at this time, we visit with authors, editors, and others engaged in the writing business who live in our region. We hope to get an introduction to their work, a glimpse into their lives, ask them what prompts them to write, and give them an opportunity to read from their work. And this week, we're very pleased to have Cynthia Reyes back with us. She's been here before. And her daughter, Lauren Reyes Grange. Welcome, Cynthia and Lauren.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Cynthia Reyes' new book, Myrtle the Purple Turtle, was inspired by an experience her four-year-old daughter, Lauren, had at school. As with all her books so far, Myrtle originated in Cynthia's family. Cynthia's books for adults are about unusual homes, the people who love them, and the life events connected to these places. She has written two such books so far, the best-selling A Good Home and An Honest House, winner of the Diamond Award for the Book of the Year in 2016. Both of these books are memoirs. Her new children's picture book, Myrtle the Purple Turtle, is already receiving acclaim from parents, teachers, librarians, and most important of all, the book's target audience, children. Cynthia is a former journalist, trainer, and executive producer with the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. More than 100 episodes of her programs for children and adults have appeared on network television. She has won national and international awards for her work, including the Children's Broadcast Institute Award, the Trailblazer Award, and the Crystal Award for Outstanding Achievement in Film and Television. Lauren Reyes Grange is Cynthia's daughter and the recipient of the original Myrtle story. But she not only prompted the story, she is now a strong force behind the marketing of the book. She is a Toronto-based marketer with more than 8 years' experience, specializing in brand activation, content strategy, web analytics, content management systems, social media marketing, SEO, accessible web design, and user experience. Lauren has also worked as a digital strategist for consumer brands, SMBs, and not-for-profit organizations. Lauren writes a blog where she shares her perspectives on business, tech, and communications. And the address for the blog is laurenreyesgrange.com. So let's start with you, Lauren. Tell us about the origin of Myrtle the Purple Turtle.
Sure. So when I was around 4 years old, I had an experience at school which involved my black Cabbage Patch doll, Quentin. A little backstory on Quentin is that he was a gift, well, hand-me-down from my older sister, and I would bring this doll with me everywhere until a few kids at my nursery school had said that they wouldn't play with me if I had Quentin with me because he's dirty, because of the color of his skin. Yes. And I was just really confused. I had never been told that skin, that color, was dirty, and I never felt left out before that. So that whole situation really... for me, it was like my first memory of being in school was feeling very different and not understanding why that was wrong or why was I different. So yes, after that, I guess, altercation, I started leaving Quentin at home, which was very, very strange for me. And I think it was on day two of me just like not playing with Quentin and going off to nursery school without him that my parents asked me, you know, what's going on? Why aren't you playing with Quentin? So I explained to them what had happened at school. And I don't really remember their reaction, but I do remember that within maybe days or weeks, I don't know, I was 4 years old, so my concept of time wasn't very strong, that my mom had written a bedtime story for me about a purple turtle named Myrtle. And my dad, as well as my sister, they both helped to kind of tweak the story. I had lots of questions about, you know, well, what did Myrtle look like? And what did her friends look like? And what did her mom say to her again? So my mom, you know, the stories, it would evolve. And now the story that we're sharing with the world is the story that was told to me basically every night for as far as I'm concerned, well, as far as I can remember during that period of time.
Oh, that's a really heart-wrenching story. So what was your intention when you wrote the book, Cynthia?
So we tried to persuade her, the three of us, you know, her older sister, Nikisha, and her dad, Hamlin, and myself, the three of us tried to persuade Lauren that there was nothing wrong with Quentin and there was nothing wrong with her and she should bring him back to school with her. And it didn't work. And I had been working in children's television as a writer and editor and executive producer for some years. And so I sat down and wrote the story. And yeah, the rest is what Lauren told you about. I wrote it. I read it. She asked questions. Nikisha and Hamlin also helped to flesh it out to enhance the storytelling, and that became Lauren's bedtime story. Mm-hmm. I hoped that she would get, I guess, a subtle message from the story that people come in all colors, you know, by telling her this fable about a purple turtle, that people come in all colors, and that being a different color from your friends and having a doll and relatives that were also a different color from your friends, that there was nothing wrong with that.
Oh, absolutely. So, Lauren, did the story help you with your experience at school?
I would say absolutely. I think that it gave me confidence in myself. It also made me realize that I would never want to be the mean turtle that's bullying someone because of their differences. Mm-hmm. So yes, I would say that it definitely had a positive impact on not only how I saw myself, but how I saw other people as well.
Hmm. You know, I'm thinking of my grandchildren at the moment, and I'm glad to say they don't see color. I think that's a more modern experience now. So hopefully books like this over the years have helped to bring that attitude forward.
I hope it will. I know that from the US and the UK, where the book was released first, I'm hearing a lot of, we need this book now. Mm. And parents are buying a copy, not just for their kids or somebody else's kid, they're buying an extra copy for their local library and their local school.
Lovely.
And teachers of young kids are saying, we absolutely need Myrtle the Purple Turtle right now. So I think it's just one of those things, you know.
Yeah.
I don't think that the kids meant harm. I don't think they realized what they were doing to Lauren and how she would feel.
No.
It happens. And I think it's never too early to start teaching against bullying and against, you know, being mean.
Right.
And it's never too early to teach acceptance of others, no matter how different they are.
Absolutely. Yeah, and not just on the color level either, all
That's
sorts
right.
of differences. Yeah. Well, I'd love to hear a bit from Myrtle the Purple Turtle, and I'm sure our listeners would too. So.
Okay. One day, Myrtle went for a walk. It was a slow walk, because turtles usually walk very slowly. It was Myrtle's favorite kind of day, a nice warm day. Myrtle was happy. Thud! Something crashed into Myrtle. Ouch! She shouted, look where you're going. You look where you're going, a little voice yelled back. Myrtle looked up. It was another turtle, and this turtle was staring at Myrtle, from head to shell to feet, and back at her face. What are you? The turtle asked. Myrtle thought the turtle really meant to say, who are you? So she replied in the most polite voice she could find, my name is Myrtle. I didn't say, who are you? Said the other turtle in a rude voice. I said, what are you? This must be a very silly turtle, thought Myrtle. Can't she see that I'm also a turtle? But she didn't say this out loud because she did not want to be rude. So instead, she said in a friendly voice, I am a turtle, just like you. You are not so, said the other turtle. Who ever heard of a purple turtle? Then she started to laugh.
Oh, poor little thing. Well, thanks, Cynthia. That's a nice start, and hopefully we'll hear a bit more in the next segment. Listeners, we've been speaking with Cynthia Reyes and her daughter Lauren Reyes Grange about their new book, Myrtle the Purple Turtle. And we'll hear some more when we come back from this short break.